So we're going to move along right now, and I will say, for the past quarter century or more, this conference has presented the most comprehensive and best analysis of the law of disability discrimination and accommodations of any legal conference in the entire nation. And fortunately, we have joining us this morning two outstanding practitioners to carry forward that tradition, Laura Merritt and Amber Dodds. Laura is a graduate of the University of Texas Law School. Good morning, Laura. And is board certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization in Labor and Employment. She is a Texas super lawyer and has been awarded the Best Lawyers in America for Labor and Employment Law about the past 6-7 years. She is with the Boulet Golden and Marin Law Firm and practices employment law and unfair competition law with that firm. Amber Dodds is a partner with the Bracewell firm in San Antonio, and she has been recently selected, sorry to hear this, as the managing partner of the San Antonio office of that firm, so she's herding those cats for us. Amber's also a graduate of the University of Texas Law School and has been board certified for many years as a specialist in labor and employment law. And carries on with her partner, Jim Kazar, the proud tradition of this conference on disability discrimination and accommodations law. So with that, I'll turn it over to Amber.
Thank you, Lee. Okay, glad to be back with you again this year. As Lee said, just a great time, long history of working on this conference and Laura and I together. So quick housekeeping before we get started. We do have an outline paper to go with our presentation. That outline is pretty comprehensive, kind of goes through both some background law and new cases in a wide variety of areas. Comprehensive, but certainly not exhaustive. So please use that as a resource, but do know that we can't get every update in there. So with that, welcome to the second annual Disability Law Talk podcast with Amber and Laura. And we'll get started here. So this is an area that I think is always an interesting one. We talked last year about some trends in the number of charges filed with the EEOC raising disability concerns. Last year, there was a real precipitous drop, and we talked about that, trying to figure out kind of what that meant. So in 2016, you see the highest level there highlighted, 28,000 about charges, and then there was a decline, a real kind of precipitous decline. We're back. So in 2022, that's the last data we have out from the EEOC, starting to climb back up again. So just an interesting kind of something to pay attention to with respect to disability charges and trends that are going on out there. So Appendix A in that outline that I just mentioned has a chart, which I think is a great visual showing those trends, but just something interesting that Laura and I are always watching. Another thing we like to watch on the charges, disability-related charges, is what those charges are, what types of disabilities are being raised in charges. Appendix B in your outline goes through a wide variety of categories on those charges, but what we're really seeing, and we'll turn it to Laura here in just a moment, is that mental health impairments continue to increase as disabilities in those charges. Of course, you can have a charge that mentions more than one type of disability, but particularly seeing anxiety disorder with 11.6% of disability-related charges raising that medical condition, 7.5% raising depression as a disability, and 6% with PTSD. So just a trend we're really looking at with respect to what types of disabilities are raised. So Laura, let's discuss that further.
Yeah, thank you, Amber. We're talking about social and societal trends and how what happens in the ADA world mirrors that. I think that's true with most kinds of legal developments, right? There's a social shift, and then the law follows that in some way. It certainly has to interpret it and overlay on top of what we are seeing out there in our lives, right? And so as Amber's talking about, and as you can see in the chart, the increase and the continued presence of mental health conditions, you know, what that can be attributable to, whether it is changes in societal factors, whether it's more awareness, reduction of stigma, those things, you know, all follow along. And with accommodation, as with these mental health trends, the legal trends are mirroring those societal trends.